You're a mechanic? You can fix cars and give them away to moms that are in need.
Like, when people give themselves like that, and there's camaraderie and there's a lot of heart, it renews people, because we go through life and we get these knocks.
And it's exciting to volunteer and know you're changing someone's life.
Acts of kindness. That's what makes a difference in people's lives.
There are countless ways we can serve our communities around the world. Today, we're praying to discover ways to serve our fellow neighbors. Welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Go ahead, give us a call. Our lines are open now. We can lift you up in prayer to ask God to show you how you can be His hands and feet to help those in need. Or we can pray for healing in your life. You know, whatever you're going through, we're here for you.
Amen. Dial 877-7-LET'S-PRAY, and our friends outside of the U.S. can dial 859-777-PRAY. Before we take your calls, let's pray and ask God to bless our discussion and all of you watching at home or around the world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the avenue of service. That is how we take the focus off of ourselves, but it's also how we fulfill the gospel call that you've given us, mm-hmm. Lord. And so we just look forward to what will take place here, and we ask for your Holy Spirit's presence and influence on our discussion today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, it has been a pretty nice week. I had a birthday about a week and a half ago. I had a sober birthday.
That's right.
So lots of celebration in the Cromwell House right now.
Yeah, I thank God for what He's doing in your life and to be able to share this platform with you and for the year of life that God has given you.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be in this ministry together with you. You know, our family, our prayer community, we are so honored to get to share in this process of prayer and facilitating communication with Jesus Christ with you.
That's right. That's
it's a wonderful
right.
time.
So we're dealing with service, talking about service today. I'm excited to hear our special guests, their testimony of what God is doing for them, and just to be able to discuss this very important topic.
It is vital. You know, it was the first way that the Lord plugged me into the church when I became sober, when the Lord, you know, helped me to become sober, was through serving the young people in the church. And Jesus built my relationships and my community and everything based around that. So it really is vital, I think, for the Christian walk.
That's right.
All right. While we are waiting for your calls, we'd like to invite you to explore ways that you can give back to your community by serving others. In 1 Peter 4:10, God says each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And the possibilities really are endless when we pray and we're asking God, Lord, show us how we can impact another person's life. I mean, isn't that the cry of God's heart, is how He can love us and impact our lives and bring us closer to Him? That's what one couple from Ellicott City, Maryland did before joining a prison ministry in Kenya. Let's take a look.
Thank you.
Wow, it really is wonderful to see what the Lord is doing. And right before we go to our distinguished guests, we're going to take a live phone call from Shalene. Shalene, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes, I want you to pray for me because they're finna cut my lights off. They're finna cut my lights off and my water, and I want you to pray for me, please.
Absolutely. Shalene, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
From Alabama. Oh, my goodness. All right. Shalene, how long have you been dealing with difficulties? And may I assume that it's finances? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know what done happened. Just like for the past 6 weeks up to 2 months, I've been just falling down and down and down. I just can't keep no money. And that's what I've been going to people borrowing money and got to pay people back. Yes, I don't know what's going on.
I'm so sorry.
And got to pay back 100 for 150. Got to pay back 2 for 3. And I just don't know what's going on. I've been running trying to pay all that back without.
Amen. And I know that's a heart to honor the Lord, to be a good steward and to pay our debts.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I can hear the struggle in your voice right now. And I just want you to know that you're not alone. Even though we're talking over the phone, I know that the Lord hears you and sees you. And this is a global praying community. So there are people all over the globe right now that are hearing your story and your request. And I'm going to be asking Let's Pray family, can we please lift up Shalene? Write her in your journal. We're just going to ask, I'm going to go ahead and pray right now, Shalene. We've got one more call, so I'm going to wait to pray. My apologies. But Shalene, just hang in there. We're going to pray in just 1 second. And I would really like it if you could stay in contact with us and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Yes.
All right. I'm so sorry to hear about your troubles right now. We have one more call. Ivan from Alabama. Ivan, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
I was asking to receive the full benefits of your divine favor, of God's divine favor for the saved family through spiritual, physical, and financial stability.
All right. Financial, physical, and spiritual stability. Would you mind telling me their name one more time, please?
Yes, ma'am, for the Shea family, spiritual, physical, and financial stability, not just for us, but for others as well.
Yes, amen, Ivan. What a wonderful request. And shade, is it shade as in a light shade?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, shade. Thank you. I just really want to make sure I got their name correctly. Ivan, thank you so much. We're going to be lifting them up as well as the other part of your request, the rest of us as well. So thank you for calling. We're going to pray in just a moment. And one more call, it seems. Lloyd from Connecticut. I apologize. I'm listening to my wonderful producer give me the information. Lloyd, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Thank you. Oh, you're going to pray for me?
I would love to. Would you tell us what kind of a request you've got today?
Well, I'm in financial debt and stuff like that. I owe the Santander Bank over $1,000. I got all kinds of bills, and the devil is overwhelming me with bills. I need you to pray for a supernatural financial breakthrough, a miracle money to come to me as soon as possible, and for favor and perfect treatment and prosperity.
Yes. Blessed and highly favored, the word says we are, above and not below. We are the head and not the tail. We are seated in high places in the name of Jesus. And I hope that you can hear that, as well as our other callers, Shalene and Ivan. Our Father is a God of promises and a God of providence. Please know that we're lifting you up, not just this evening, but I take the list home and I pray throughout the week for our family as well. So, Lloyd, I'm going to be lifting you up in just a moment. And all of you guys, we'd love to hear back from you. We want to know and we'd like to hear what the Lord is doing with you and through you. So please let us know how you're doing. Okay, Lloyd?
Okay. You want me to hold on the phone?
You know what? We'll probably put you on hold and then somebody can let you know. But I'm going to go ahead and pray for all three of you guys. So whether you're on the line or not, I hope you are watching and that the Father blesses you through prayer. All right. Let's pray, family. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to pray for our callers. Lord, I just want to lift up Shalene to you. Jesus, I could hear the struggle in her voice. Father, she's facing some things that might be scary, Lord, if we did not have you. And, oh, Father, her heart might be gripped with fear in this time, but, Jesus, I know that you are with her. Father, that you hear her call, you hear her cry. Psalm 77 talks about crying out to the Father and feeling like you've turned your back, and will you turn from us forever is the question that's asked, Lord. There's a lamenting that's occurring. And then the psalmist remembers, says, but... there's the pivot, but I will remember the Lord and what he has done for me. And Father, I pray that in this moment in time that they would draw from the things that you have already done for them. And if nothing comes to mind, we have the cross. Jesus, I ask for financial breakthrough, Lord. I am asking for your provision for this family, for the Shade family, Lord, financial, spiritual, and physical. Their friend Ivan has asked for, Father. I pray for your sustaining power in their lives in the name of Jesus and all of our lives, Father, in this community. I also lift up Lloyd in Connecticut, Father. He is also calling about finances, Lord. This is no mistake, Jesus. This is something I believe that you have orchestrated, that these folks are coming together right in this cluster of calls, Father, all requesting and seeking your face for finances and providence, Father. Lord, I thank you that no matter what the bank says, Jesus, you are still God. Father, that you can move people on behalf of each one of these lovely family members, Shalene, Ivan, and Lloyd, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I am asking, Lord, that you would be with them, that you would encourage their heart, that you would give them community, Father, that you would send them something or someone, Lord, to encourage their heart. And if it is your will, Father, to assist them financially, Lord. But I know, Jesus, that regardless, you have them. You have them in your hand, and no one can remove us from your hand in the name of Jesus. We thank you for these things. Amen. Amen. Wow. With us now are May and Leon Earle to tell us about their work in prison ministries in Kenya. You guys, I'm so excited about this particular topic. It's near and dear to my heart. I know that we have, as a community, prayed for folks in prison many times on Let's Pray. Pardon me, the calls get me sometimes. And I have a nephew in prison as well. So I'm so excited to hear about how the Lord is touching people in prison. I just want to jump right into it. What inspired you to start participating in prison ministry?
Well, we actually started when, we saw some people that were actually doing prison ministries in Kenya, and we wanted to be involved with them. We initially wanted to do a ministry, but we weren't sure. And we saw someone, actually, that my wife was familiar with, a group, the King's Messengers in Kenya.
Is it right you saw them on Hope Channel?
Correct.
Well, praise
Absolutely.
Jesus. Praise. Absolutely. It's good to know that we're having effect in folks' lives. So you had a desire to serve already.
Right.
Yes.
And so the Lord said, all right, just hang on. I'm going to fit you somewhere, right?
Right.
Right. So what happened from there?
Then from there, we actually contacted them about coming to Kenya, mm-hmm. and working with them because they do various things in ministries, but that's what was kind of open at that time was prison ministries.
All right. So they do various ministries. Is that throughout Kenya? Is that correct?
Yes.
And so they helped you to get involved. And how does the ministry work? What do you guys do while you're there?
Well, you know that evangelism is a cycle.
Yes.
You don't just stop at baptisms and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We go after the people that we have been holding Bible studies with, find out if they're prepared for baptism. And then, especially in the prison, there are various needs in the prison because the prisoners, most of them are poor, some of them don't have clothes, and so they don't even have Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
So we ship Bibles. And we help the King's Messengers prepare the ground for us. Mm-hmm. So when we come, it's almost like we're reaping from the benefits of what they have been doing while we are away.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to talk in just a second about how folks can, if they want to participate and send Bibles and figure that out. But so you're literally walking in. You said, done the groundwork?
Most of the times. They have to get permission from the Commissioner of Prisons to mm-hmm. get into any prison. And it takes a while. It can take even 2-3 months to get permission. But then they have to, because, you know, you can't just preach in a day and expect people to have been converted. And they go through the fundamental beliefs, and that takes a while. It can take 2 to 3 weeks. And then we also need to give them literature so that they understand better what they're getting into, mm-hmm. because we don't want them to just be baptized for the
we
sake of
being. We want them to have a relationship with Christ.
Yes, we want them to have a relationship with Christ.
How does prayer play into this process with you guys?
Well, prayer is very important because, as she said, you can't just walk into the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, initially it was very difficult to get in there, but through praying for doors to be open, God opened the doors, and many things happened. I mean, just we have so many incredible miracles that we could talk about that happen.
We'd love to hear one, please. Yeah. We'd love to hear one.
Yeah, they're just.
A lot of things have to move for this to happen.
Right. Yes.
I mean, prayer is definitely part of the work, I'm sure.
One of the things that prayer has done really is the lives of the prisoners have changed to the point to where the guards are finding it easier to work with them and telling us that they like our presence in the prison because their behavior change and they become friendlier to the guards. And then even more amazing, the guards are reading the material that we take into the prison.
They're all day as well, all day and all night.
Yes. And so some of them have been baptized as a result, and not just them, but even their families. I remember one prisoner who got out of prison, and he was such a bad prisoner, but when he went back home, his entire family was so shocked that he was so changed, and they wanted this religion. And they asked for the King's Messengers to go and hold a Bible study with the family. And as a result, 10 members were baptized.
Wonderful.
And there are other prisoners who, when they got out, felt so blessed that we became a part of their family. And they gave us property to go and build a church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. And so
when you think about serving in a prison, immediately I think of walls and people being bound in one place. So you see Christ working within the walls, and of course that's what we think.
Right.
But it's amazing to hear how that's spilling out into the community.
Right.
Jesus cannot be contained.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Amen.
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 I want to tell you one more story.
Yes.
There is a prison where we had more than 400 baptisms, and then the newly baptized people were so excited that they were singing night and day. And one of the person in charge of that prison got tired of their singing and just praising God all the time. And so what happened is they were transferred to another smaller prison so that they can go and make their noise in that other prison. And then they made disciples and called us to come and baptize the new converts.
The new folks.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's amazing what prayer can do. You know,
it's funny because, again, you think inside of one area and then God puts them in another, so they're spreading even more.
Yes.
Jesus is very intelligent, don't you think?
Amen.
He is no fool. I love how he's always doing more than one thing at a time. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So you've seen wonderful things happening in the community.
Yes.
What about your lives? How has it changed your life? Because serving the community, I know it is an outward focus, but Jesus is sneaky.
Right.
He changes our lives while we're
Absolutely.
Doing it.
Absolutely. I think that would be, for me, I know it was the unexpected thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you think that you're helping someone, and you are. God uses you for that. But then you realize the same people that you've come to help, God is working through them. Because you're seeing the miracles that God is doing through them, and it just changes you, and so you get you go to give a blessing, but you receive also from them.
It's so true. Folks will often say that when you finally open your hands to give is when they're open to receive.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Oh my.
And the other thing that it does is, Before we started prison ministry, I must say I wasn't studying the Bible as much. Mm-hmm. But now I find myself studying more because I want to make my presentations better, or I want to understand what I'm going to teach next time. Mm. And I'm always looking for an opportunity to teach. And then me and my husband are always looking for opportunities to ship things. We want to know what the needs are, and Amen. We want to do...
It's this outward focus that starts to happen when we're filled with the Lord and His Word. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
So I think
if somebody was wondering, you know, why would I do this? Why should I serve my community? What would you say to them?
I mean, there's so much need. There's so much need. God has blessed us so that we can bless others.
Amen.
And that's the way we look at what we do, right. is that it's not that we're, I mean, we don't look at ourselves as being special,
mm-hmm. right.
but God is able to use whatever you're willing to give Him. He'll Amen. Take that mm-hmm. and magnify it Thank in a way that you never expected.
It's a perfect.
Right. I mean, there's no way that right. we ever thought that we would be involved in this, in the way that we are.
And seeing
and
such
it's not
an
us.
Impact.
Amen. Yeah. And right. it's not us. We know it's God.
Yes.
Right.
And that's
Through
what
you.
God will do.
Right.
Is just when you think that you can't contribute or anything like that, you know.
Right.
God, that's what He's looking for. He wants to work in your life that way.
His strength is made perfect in our weakness and in our
Absolutely.
Insufficiency, right?
Right?
Amen.
Right.
Absolutely.
May I pray for you before we end our chat together? Would that be all right?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the opportunity to get to know these two dear souls. Lord, I wish that we had more time together. Father, I pray that You would bless this ministry that they are involved in, as well as the King's Messengers, Father. Lord, bless them, keep them, protect them. Lord, thank You for Your peace, for Your joy, for Your providence, Father. Lord, I thank You for making a way where there was no way, Jesus. I thank You for the salvation that's happening and that will continue to happen, Lord, as folks are drawn closer to You because of Your Spirit working through these folks, Lord. I ask that You would continue to bind them together in their marriage, in Your love, Jesus, and protect that union in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon formed against this family would prosper. Mm-hmm. Father, I pray that You would go before them and prepare their way as they continue to reflect Your character, Your love, Your grace, Your compassion, and Lord, Your power and Your fortitude as well in these very dark places. Mm. I thank You for the way that Your Spirit and that Your love is just moving throughout the land there, and I pray that it would continue and nothing would hinder that. In Your precious name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank You
amen.
So much for Your time here with us today.
Thank you for hosting us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your service and for being on Let's Pray, of course. And later in the program, we'll feature the prisoners' choir that evolved from May and Liam's ministry that got them involved in the prison ministry. And if you want to volunteer in the Kenya prison ministry or would like to send Bibles for the inmates, you can just email them. It's real easy, kingsmessengers@gmail.com. One more time, that's kingsmessengers@gmail.com. It is. We're going to leave that up for just another minute or so so that you're able to write that down. Folks, you can send Bibles. You can send letters of encouragement and love. And we have so many different ways that we can reach out. And of course, we're always asking for prayer on behalf of these ministries as well. So one more time, that's kingsmessengers@gmail.com. We're so grateful for the time that our guests spent with us today.
That's right. We actually have someone on the line. We have Lola calling from Texas. Lola, how can we pray for you?
Hi. I have more of a praise because
okay.
I've been calling in to you all for prayer.
That's right.
And I just wanted to thank you for praying for me because I had cataract surgery about 3 weeks ago on my left eye. And it did fine. I had it on my right eye last week. It's a little bit slower clearing up, but it is clearing up. And I prayed for two of my friends who had the surgeries, and they weren't doing well. And I told them, I said, I called Let's Pray for You. And both of them said that their eyes are doing so much better. And I just wanted to thank God and to thank you all for being there because you've been my prayer partner when I had no one else to turn to, and I want you to know I appreciate you.
Lola, that just fills our heart, and it is just awesome to see what God is doing. And the fact that we have this community, this this family, that we all come together every week. Thank you so much for that praise report. And we praise God for you and as well as your friends. And please tell them, give them our love and help them tune in if possible. We would love to hear from them. Let's continue to just lift up each other. Thank you so much for calling.
It really is a place where you don't have to pray alone.
That's
right. Something we say.
Man. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13, God says, when you call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And if you're longing to find Jesus today, your day has come and he is listening.
Amen.
He's always listening.
Yes.
We will pray for you and lift up your concerns, your suffering and your troubles. Just reach out to us, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And I wanted to just take a little moment to pray for Lola. And just thank God for what he's done for her and her friends and invite you to continue. Just call us. We want to hear from you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the invigorating testimony. That is indeed how we overcome, not just as individuals, but collectively. When we hear of what you're doing and how you continue to work in our day and age, as you did so long ago, we are renewed in our faith to hope again, to believe, to continue to believe and to continue to cry out. Thank you so much for what you're doing, what you've done for Lola and her friends as they have all had a cataract surgery. We pray that for their continued recovery and healing. And Lord, we pray that this testimony be contagious around in their community so that individuals can hear that we have a God that doesn't just sit high and look low, but he hears and he answers. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for loving us, Lord. And thank you for the opportunity to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We've been talking about praying to serve God, just finding opportunities to volunteer or just maybe start a ministry. And if you and you don't have to do it alone, excuse me, for a church community in San Diego, California, it's a group effort. Let's take a look.
San Diego is a beautiful city on the Pacific Ocean at the southern tip of California. It is also home to a growing population of refugee families that have fled from religious or political persecution, seeking a safe haven and a new start at life. When they arrive in the United States from countries like Burma, Laos, Iraq, Sudan, and Rwanda, most do not speak English and have very little but the clothes on their back. The Paradise Valley Seventh-day Adventist Church in San Diego County recognized the great need in their community and began an immigrant and refugee ministry.
It's the refugee capital of America right now. There are 90,000 refugees here in San Diego, and they are lonely. They need someone to love them. They've left their family behind. They don't know anybody here, and they respond to love.
The church distributes over 7,000 pounds of food each week to nearly 500 families. They also have developed a community garden to provide fresh produce for the refugee families and to help them cope with the depression they may struggle with from missing home or devastating news of loved ones.
We're here to impact our community and to make a difference for eternity.
Touching one heart, one family, one community, we can transform the world.
Amen. Dial 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Our lines are open. God is performing miracles today. And Shirley Sanders from North Carolina is joining us to tell us about her miracle. Our prayer warriors prayed for Shirley's daughter before she had a breast cancer test recently. And Shirley is tells us what happened.
Yes. First, I would like to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for you all being on the air as my prayer partners and intercessors.
Amen.
About 3 weeks ago, I called in prayer for my daughter. She was very afraid because they had found some lumps in her breast.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the show, and you all had prayer with me. So I went back and told her, I said, when you go back to the doctor, I said, everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
I said, they're not going to find anything. So she went back to the doctor about 2 weeks ago, and they didn't find a thing. All the problem in her breast was gone. They said they didn't see anything wrong.
Oh, praise God. Surely.
And I really thank the Lord for that. I'm telling you, I know he's good, and he's a healer.
That's right. That's right, Shirley. And we, you know, we did our part by praying for you. But I'll tell you, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And the faith that you had, even on your daughter's behalf, mixed with the prayers of those around the world, not just here in the studio, is the reason why your daughter is healed today. And we thank God. That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling us and giving us that update.
Yes, thank God. I'm so glad that Hope Channel is there with you on, you know, with the intercessory prayer.
Oh, we would love it.
I am just so grateful to the Lord and thankful.
Yes.
And I would also like to ask for prayer for a neighbor.
Okay.
And friend of mine, his name is Clarence.
Clarence.
He has been diagnosed with skin cancer on his leg, and he's sort of going to surgery next week.
Okay.
And I know that the Lord is a healer, and I'm asking for intercessory prayer for him also.
Okay. All right. Could you give us his first name, please?
His first name is Clarence.
Clarence, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, Shirley. Thank you, Lord, so much for what you have done in Shirley's life, and more so her daughter's, who just was up against possible breast cancer, Lord. And we just heard the testimony of faith. Her mother declared that when you go back, you will have no issues.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord. I heard you say so long ago, according to your faith, be it unto you. Lord, we thank you so much for doing that. And then Shirley also lifts up her friend Clarence, who is going through some issues, Lord. We just ask, God, that you administer on his behalf. We just heard an individual call in, Lola, saying, hey, I prayed for my friends who were going through some things, and they were healed. So, Lord, please do it for her, Shirley's friend Clarence, in the name of Jesus. Make yourself known in his situation, so obvious that he would say, it couldn't have been me that handled this situation. It had to have been God. And may his heart be drawn closer to you. Lord, thank you so much for the trial, but also thank you in advance for the testimony. Thank you so much. And we pray that you would just continue to rest, rule, and abide in Shirley's life, her daughter's life. Keep that cancer away in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we just celebrate with our family members around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Our devotion of the day is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And it says, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
Amen.
Powerful text there.
Powerful.
We complicate our walk with God and our salvation. He just says, listen, how you treat others is how you treat me. Mm-hmm. And that's the question he's going to ask at the end. It's not how many doctrines you kept or what religion or denomination you were part of. Mm. How did you treat those? How did you serve those? And because how you treated them is how you treat me.
Yeah. Do you know me?
Yeah.
And if you know me, then I should see it in the way you love others.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right. Powerful.
Oh,
powerful.
I love the word of God. Why don't we give a quick final prayer, and then we'll say goodnight for the evening.
That's right. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the opportunity to just pray for our brothers and sisters around the world. We ask, Lord, that you would seal this moment in time, and that you would hear these requests and answer. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And thank you for our awesome guests we had today in that praise report.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram just by searching for Let's Pray Live. And don't forget, you can pray for your fellow community members. Remember that prayer partners, they are standing by, you guys. They're there to pray with you until midnight Eastern time.
Join us next week as we pray for healing on World Health Day. See you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.